大知音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年8月16日，星期五。我们今天非常非常荣幸的能够邀请到我们敬爱的咖啡 Chandra Mara 去为我们继续讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
What verse?
The second verse of chapter 10. Shanti Fatimaji, 应该今天讲的是第十章的第二十节是吧？第三十节。
Here are.
No, I think you're going to say Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 verse number 3.
对，第三十节，对。
Yeah.
Here are.
第十章第三十节。
Okay.The Chinese numbers are easier to understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh. 十和三，第十章第三十节。
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Girbaradha Gopi Jana Balava Girbaradha Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana RandanaYamuna Tira Vanachahari Yamuna Tira Vanachahari Chaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Chaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Janabala Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadhari Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Yeah.Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse number 3.
博迦梵歌第十章第三十节。
Om Agana, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Okay. Yo Mam Ajam Anadim Cha
Yumanacham Anandicha
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Asam mutta samarcheshu.
Asam mutta samarcheshu.
Sarva papai pramuchate.
Sarva papai pramuchate.
Veti loka ajam ve yomam ajam anadim cha.
Yomajam anadim cha.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Yo asamudha samarcheshu.
Asamutta samarteshu.
Sarva papai pramuchate.
Sarva papai pramuchate.
Someone else?
Marge, you have someone around you?
You want to say it?
Oh. Yumanajama nandimcha veti loka maheshwaram. Asamudaksa martyeshu sarva papai pramuchate.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone who?
任何人.
Mom.
Mom.
Me.
我.
Jump.
Ajam.
Unborn.
不经出生就存在.
Nadim.
Anandim.
Without beginning.
没有开始存在的时间.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
也.
Veti.
Veti.
Knows.
知道.
Loka.
Loka.
Of the planet.
星球的.
Mahaishwaram.
Mahaishwaram.
The Supreme Master.
至尊主.
Asamuda.
Asamuda.
Undiluted.
不受迷惑.
Sa.
Sa.
He.
他.
Martyeshu.
Martyeshu.
Among those subject to death.
在那些终有一死的人中.
Sarva papai.
Sarva papai.
From all sinful reactions.
从所有的恶报中.
Pramuchate.
Pramuchate.
Is delivered.
解脱.
He who knows me as the unborn, as the beginningless, as the supreme lord of all the worlds, he only, undiluted among men, is freed from all sins.
译文. 认识我无生无始,是诸界的至尊主,众人之中。 只有这样不受迷惑的人才能脱离一切罪恶.
Yotsu. And stated in 7th chapter, Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye. Those who are trying to elevate themselves to the platform of spiritual realization are not ordinary men. They are superior to millions and millions of ordinary men who have no knowledge of spiritual realization. But out of those actually trying to understand their spiritual situation, those who can come to the understanding of Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the proprietor of everything, the unborn, is the most successful spiritually realized person. In that stage only, when one has fully understood Krishna's supreme position, can one be free completely from all sinful reactions?
So you mean, okay. 如第七章所说的, 那些致力于提升自己有灵性觉悟层面的人不是等闲之人，他们胜过千千万万对灵性觉悟一无所知的凡夫俗子。但是真正试图了解自己灵性境界的人之中，能认识到 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，是万物的拥有者，是无生者，这样的人是成功的灵性觉悟者。也只有这种境界上才能够完全明白 Krishna 的至尊地位，人才能够彻底的解脱所有的罪恶报应。
That it? Yes.
Yeah, I read the first paragraph.
Here the Lord is described by the word Aja, meaning unborn, but he is distinct from the living entities who are described in the second chapter as Aja. The Lord is different from the living entities who are taking birth and dying due to material attachment. The conditioned souls are changing their bodies, but his body is not changeable. Even when he comes to this material world, he comes as the same unborn. Therefore, in the fourth chapter, it is said that the Lord, by his internal potency, is not under the inferior material energy, but is always in the superior energy.
这里用了阿贾一词描述主，即无生非生之意。但它不同于在第二章也被描述为阿扎的生物，不同的地方就在于生物由于物质依附而轮回生死，受条件限制的灵魂不停地变更躯体，但主的身躯并无变化，就是来到这个物质世界时，它也是以同样的无生者而来。因此第十四章中说到，主由于内在的能量不受低等物质能量的支配，而恒常的处于高等能量之中。
Jai, so I see it's quite a long purport, so I'm going to cover these first. My theory is that when it's such a long purport, it's a very important verse.
那因为今天的这个世界的要旨呢很长，所以说呢，我就先读了这前两段的要旨。那么当这个师节的要旨很长的时候，也就意味着这个师节是一个非常重要的师节。
And I remember this verse because when we first got the full Bhagavad Gita with the verses in it.
那我记得这个师节的原因是因为当我们首先得到了整部的《薄伽梵歌》，了解《薄伽梵歌》里面涵盖的这些师节的时候
，I went out to distribute. So I would open the book and show people, you know, what it was.
那然后当时呢，我就会到外面去派书，然后我就会把这本书打开，然后去向别人展示这本书是一种什么样，是一本什么样的书。
So, most of the time it would open to this verse.
所以每次大部分的时候，当我把这本书打开给别人看的时候呢，我给别人展示的就是这个世界。
So,This is very similar to the verse in chapter 4 I call the Janmashtami verse.
那所以这个呢是和那个第四章的第九世界，就我被称为是 Janmashtami 的那个世界很像。
Janma Mrityu Chame Devam Yo Veti Tatvata Taktva Deham Punar Janma. You don't have to take birth again. If someone knows me as the Supreme Lord, knows that my appearance and my activities are transcendental, never has to take birth again in this world.
如果要是一个人他了解我的显现和活动的超然本性的话，那么他就不会再在这个世界再投生了，不需要再投生了。
So, Janmashtami is coming up. So it's mysterious. We say Krishna is unborn.
那 Janmashtami 马上就要来了。那怀着他的这个玄秘性呢，我们说 Krishna 他是无声的。
But he takes her.
但是呢，他又出生了。Yes.
How can that be?
那这是怎么回事呢？
He's the origin of everything. He's a nadi. Like we read in Brahma Samhita.He has no origin, but he is the origin. So how can he have a mother and father?
那么 Krishna 呢，他是一切的这个源头，他是 Anardim， 也就是在这个 Brahma Samhita 里面讲呢，他是原初，那么他又在这个原初之中，那所以如果这么说的话，那 Krishna 怎么会有父母呢？
That's Krishna. He actually doesn't take birth, but he appears to for the pleasure of his devotees.
那 Krishna 呢，他其实是不需要出生的，但是呢，他又展现为好像出生的状态的原因，是因为他要让他的奉献者开心。
But like when Krishna is a baby, he's not really a baby like we were babies.
那比如说，当 Krishna 他是一个婴儿的时候呢，他并不是像我们在婴儿的状态的时候的那种状态。
When we're babies, we're helpless.
当我们是宝宝的时候，我们是完全无助的。
Can't do anything except cry and eat, and someone has to feed it. We can't eat ourselves. Someone else has to feed us.
Oh, okay. 那我们当时呢，可能就只能哭，只能吃，而且呢，我们吃呢还不能自己吃，得别人喂我们吃才行。
So Krishna played like that, you know, that he was a baby.
所以 Krishna 呢，他把自己就扮演成一个婴儿的角色。
But only for the pleasure of the mother.
但是他这么做呢，只是为了要让他的妈妈开心。
At the same time, he could kill Putin.
但是呢，与此同时呢，他又可以杀死像 Putin 这样的恶魔。
One of the super powerful demons.
那 Putin 呢，他是一个非常的强悍的恶魔。
So he certainly wasn't, you know, restricted by the baby body.
所以说 Krishna 毫无疑问，他并没有被他的婴儿的躯体所限制。
So much different.
所以说呢
Krishna unborn, Aja.
那所以 Krishna 和我们之间是有这么大的区别。Krishna 他是 Aja, 也就是无需出生。
And that's not exactly the same. The soul is also unborn.
而且呢，我们的这个灵魂呢，它也是不经出生的。
Jo nityam shasvatoyam puranam. That there's no birth for the soul. It's eternal.
那这刚刚这个师节呢，就是关于灵魂的师节，讲述的是灵魂的永恒性。
But we do take so-called birth.In material bodies, and then we're restricted by that body.
但是呢，我们确实是在物质的躯体中出生，而且呢，我们是被这个物质的躯体所限制。
We have only the intelligence and the senses that that body provides.
所以说呢，我们所具有的这个智慧，只有来自于那个特定的躯体所赐予的感官。
But when Krishna, he takes the form of a fish or a pig or whatever, he's still Krishna.
当然 Krishna, 当他展现在鱼的身形或者是在猪的身形里面呢，但他其实依然还是 Krishna.
He never is covered over by the body.
Krishna, 他从来就没有被他的身体所覆盖。
Something like an actor puts on different clothes.
就好像是一个演不同的角色的演员，他穿上不同的西装。
So Krishna is saying, you have to understand that Krishna is the unborn and the beginningless.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在这边就讲，必须要明白他是无始的，并且他也是无需出生的。
And the supreme lord of all the worlds.
而且他是世界之主，是至尊的主。
And that's exactly what we get in the Brahma Samhita in the beginning.
那么这也是我们在婆罗诃摩赞里面最开始的时候获得的内容。
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama.
那么 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者 Ishvara Parama
Ishvara Parama Krishna in his eternal form full of knowledge
Ishvara Parama Krishna 他是有永恒的形象，他是Sorry, he is eternal form and what is it?
Bliss.
Oh, 他是极乐的。
Knowledge and bliss. Satchit Ananda.
他是极乐的。Satchinanda. Satchinanda.
Then Anadir Adir Govinda. He has no beginning. Anadi.
Anadi Nadir Govinda. Anadi 的意思是无始。
But Adi, he is the beginning.
阿底，但他又是开始。
The same thing is saying in this verse.
那在今天这个世界里面的讲述的是同一个内容。
So if we have this knowledge, those people can be freed from all sins.
好，那所以如果我们要是有这样的知识的话呢，那么就能够免除所有的罪恶。
If we just accept the transcendental nature, janma, karma, chame, divya.The transcendental nature of my birth and my activities.
那如果我们只是接受Krishna 的出生和显现和活动的超然的本性。
Okay. So, next paragraph. In this verse, the words Veti Loka Maheshwaram indicate that one should know that Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all the planetary systems.Of the universe, he is existing before the creation, and he is different from his creation. All the demigods were created within this mature world, but as far as Krishna is concerned, it is said he is not created, therefore Krishna is different from even the great demigods like Shiva and Brahma. And because he is the creator of Brahma and Shiva, and all the other demigods, he is the supreme person of all the planets.
嗯，所以在下面就是继续这个要指第三段这节诗中 Veti Loka Maheshwaram 词组表明人应该知道主 Krishna 是宇宙星系的至高的拥有者，他存在于创造之前，与创造不同，在这个物质世界中所有的半身人都是创造出来的，但 Krishna 却不是被创造出来的，所以 Krishna 甚至还不同于最伟大的半神人如 Brahma 和 Shiva， 因为他是在 Brahma、Shiva 和其他的所有半神人的创造者，所以说他是一切星宿之至尊者。
So this is stated in Bhagavad Gita also different ways, many places. Said even that demigods and sages they can't understand me because I'm the creator of them.
嗯。那这个同样的这个信息呢，在《博迦梵歌》的很多地方也都表达了出来。那么就说呢，就即便是伟大的圣人和半神人，他们都没有办法理解我，因为我是他们的创造者。
So Krishna is called Devadeva. He's the god of the gods.
那么所以呢 ，Krishna 他被称为是 Devadeva， 也就是他是众神之神。
And the demigods worship him.
所以呢，半神人们都在崇拜他。
Shiva is called Vaishnava Shambhu, the greatest Vaishnava.
主希望呢被称为叫 Vaishnava Shambhu， 也就是最伟大的 Vaishnava。
So we should understand that, and by worshiping Krishna and hearing again and again, we will get the understanding.
那所以我们应该知道。我们如果是不断的反复的聆听关于 Krishna 的话题的话呢，我们就能够理解了。
Like, you know, in the end of this chapter, Krishna is saying there's so many wonderful things, but they're all just a spark of Krishna's glories.
在本章的结束的时候呢 ，Krishna 就讲到了，就是有这么多的非常的美妙的展现，但是呢，这只不过是他的一个小的。火花而已。
Yesterday we saw this reservoir here in Beijing, where all the water in Beijing comes from.
Okay, 昨天呢，我们去了北京的水库。那么这个水库呢，是为北京的居民供应水的那个水源。
So it's a huge lake, you know. I guess they made a dam and then the river backs up. Then they do that all over the world.
嗯。 那它这个水库呢，它是一个湖，一个很大的一个湖，然后呢，有很多的这个河呢，都会为它提供水。那在世界各地的很多城市都会做同样的事情。
But it's a tiny drop of all the water, even on this little planet.
但是就即便是在这个星球上的哪怕一滴水。
And this is a small planet in a small universe.
那我们现在所待的这个星球呢，是我们所待的这个星球是一个非常小的星球，也处在一个很小的宇宙里面。
But water is just one of Krishna's material energies.
但是水呢，它仅仅是 Krishna 的一个物质的能量而已。
There's so much water.
有这么多的水。Yes.
I don't know the exact number. I was asking someone to look it up, but the Yangtze River, it flows into the ocean somewhere.
East Ocean. 那这个，比如说这个长江呢，它会在某一个海，是在某一个海域，并入到海里面。
And it's thousands of tons of water going in every minute.
所以说呢，就是当这个河流入海的时候呢，在每一分钟都会有成千上万吨的水涌入河海中。
But the river keeps flowing.
但是呢，这个河流。
Coming up from wherever it starts, and the ocean stays the same.
但是这个河流呢，它是在不断的涌动之中的。它从这个河的源头就这样一直流动着，然后进入到这个海里面。可是海呢，一直都处于很平静的状态。
There's so many big rivers pouring water into the ocean, but the ocean doesn't overflow.
有很多的河，就是湍急的这个河流，都在同一时间涌入到海里面。但是海呢，它从来都不会溢出来。
And the rivers keep flowing.
而且这个河流呢，它也是在不断的流动的。
And if you go to the beginning of these big rivers, it's a very small thing. If you go to the Gangotri, it's just a small thing coming out.
但如果我们要是去河水的源头的话呢，就会发现其实是一个非常小的一段水域而已。比如说我们去 Gangotri， 就会看到那个水也是非常小的一个水面。
So when we see all these glorious things in the material world, they're so big and so wonderful, and big mountains and so many things that but it's just nothing. Krishna's the entire creation.
但是当我们看到了这个物质世界的很多这个非常浩瀚宏伟的这些展现的时候，其实它根本就不值得一提，因为这些只不过是 Krishna 的一个很小的创造而已。
Like the Great Wall of China, you know, it's but the mountains that it's built on.
The mountain is what? Sorry, Mara.
Maharaj 掉线了。
Maharaj 掉线了哈。嗨。
我再加一下啊。
就那个有那个声音是哪儿出来的？是 Maharaj 那边出来的是吗？
对，我不知道啊。有那个好。
嘎嘎嘎，就是嘎嘎嘎的那个声。
他我就听到有一点回音，他那有其他的通话的音。
是吗 ？Maharaj，
二宝，
二宝 Maharaj，
yeah。
Yeah, I didn't hear what you say in your last words.
Just saying how we think, oh, this is so wonderful that like the Great Wall, people come from all over the world. It's really big, you know, so much people worked, but very few people think about who made the mountain.
刚才马二姐就讲的是， 比如说我们看到了这么巍峨的雄伟的这些景象，比如说像中国的长城，但是大家在感叹的时候呢，从来就不会想到底是谁创造出来的这些巍峨之景。
You glorify all the engineering that built the dam that can make this big reservoir of water, but they don't think about who made the river, who made the water, where is it coming from?
比如说呢，就是在这个河上建坝，然后大家呢都会去荣耀建坝的这位工程师，但是呢，大家就不会再想到底这个河水是由谁创造出来的。
If someone paints a picture of a beautiful rose that looks exactly like a rose, oh, what a great artist.
比如说有人他能够惟妙惟肖地画出一朵像真的一样的玫瑰花，然后呢，大家就会去荣耀这位艺术家，他的这个作品实在是太美了。
But very few people, when they see the rose flower, think, oh, wonderful, wonderful creation that Krishna designed for me.
但是呢，当人真正看到这朵花的时候，他却不会再想，哎呀 ，Krishna 实在太了不起了，他怎么就能够设计出这么美的花呢
？There's a nice saying about just about life in general.
关于生命来说呢，有一个普世的非常好的概念。
That you could curse the rose because it has thorns.
你可以去诅咒玫瑰，因为玫瑰有刺。
You can say God made this beautiful flower, but it has thorns.
你可以说神创造了这么美丽的花朵，但是却给它安上了刺。
So it's hard to pick them, right?
所以你很难把它摘下来。
Or you could say it's so wonderful that the thorn tree has beautiful rose on it.
但是呢，你又可以这样讲，就是哦，这个非常美，就是这个美妙的荆棘的枝茎上，它长出了漂亮的鲜花。
I was reading an interesting story. Now it's a story to try to make a point, but there was one king. He was giving a lot of charity to poor people.
那我这个看了一个很有意思的故事。那么这个故事呢，是为了要讲明这个要点，就是有一位国王，他总是会向穷人布施。
And there were two that would come every day.
而且呢，他们还会每天都会来。
And the one would praise the king and thank the king and say how wonderful the king is for giving the charity.
那么其中的就是来接受国王的布施的其中的一个人呢，就每天都会去荣耀国王，就说这个国王实在是太美了，就是太好了，就是您能这么大度的每天都给我这么多的布施。
And the other one say, oh, thank Krishna. Krishna is so kind.
但另外一个人呢就会说。
So the king was thinking, I'm giving this guy, why is he always saying Krishna?
但另外一个人呢，他就会感谢 Krishna, 就会谢谢 Krishna 给了我这么好的这个设施。但是呢 Krishna, 国王就会想，哎，是我给你提供的这些东西，为什么你要谢谢 Krishna 呢？
And this other guy, you know, I like him very much because he glorifies me.
然后他就在想，我喜欢另外那个人，因为那个人呢，他一直在荣耀我。
One day the king, he told him to take a walk in his beautiful garden, the king's garden.
有一天呢，国王呢就让这两个人跟他一起到他的花园里面去散步，这个很美的花园。
He sent the first one, the one that glorified him all the time. First.
首先呢，他就对那个老在荣耀他的那个人说。
And he was over. The king had put a big pot full of jewels and gold on the pan.
然后国王呢，他就拿着一个大罐子，这个大罐子里面呢就放了各种各样的金银财宝。
And he meant for this guy to pick it up, you know, the one that was always glorifying the king.
那他呢想让这个就一直在荣耀他的那个人呢把这个金银财宝的这个罐子给拿起来。
But he was so enamored by the beautiful flowers and everything, and he didn't even notice his pot of money.
但是呢，他完全被这个鲜花所迷住了，所以他根本就没有注意到这些财宝。
Then the other guy came later, and he saw the pot of gold and took it home.
但是另外一个人呢，后来他才来，他看到了这一罐子财宝之后呢，他就把它给拿走了。
And said, well, thank Krishna.
然后他又说谢谢 Krishna.
And then another day the king gave something also. And the first, it was something, it had a lot of jewels inside, but they thought it was a useless thing and he just sold it to the other one very cheap.
那还有另外一天呢，就是这个国王呢又把一个宝物呢赐给了这个荣耀他的这个人，但这个东西呢是里面有很多的珠宝，但是呢他觉得这个东西没用，所以他就很便宜的把这个就卖给了另外一个人。
And then that guy found inside all the jewels.
那另外一个人呢就发现了在这里面包含着很多的珠宝。
So the next day,The one who always glorified Krishna, he didn't come begging.
那然后第二天呢，一直在荣耀 Krishna 的那个人呢，他就没有再来再乞讨了。
And the king asked the other one, why didn't he come?
然后 Krishna 就问另外一个人，就问他，哎，他怎么今天没来呀？
Well, he found all these jewels and gold, so he didn't need to beg anymore.
他说呢，因为呢，他发现了这些金银财宝，所以说呢，他现在已经不需要再乞讨了。
Then the king finally understood it's Krishna.
然后呢 ，Krishna 他这个国王呢，他终于就明白了，这是 Krishna 在为他提供的这一切。
The story of Shiva.
那还有一个是关于主西瓜的故事。
Shiva and Parvati were riding, and there was a beggar.
那么当这个主西瓦和 Parvati 在一起的时候呢，有一个乞丐。
And Shiva just ignored him.
那主西瓦呢就没理他。
And Parvati said, "You're cruel. You should give him something."
然后呢，Parvati 就说，哎，你应该给他一些东西。
And she said, "No, you can't help this guy. His karma."
然后主西瓦就说呢，不行，你不能帮这个人，因为这是他自己的业报。
But she's a woman. She's thinking, "No, no, you should help. You know, should be."
那 Parvati 呢？因为她有这个仁善之心，她是个女子，所以她就对主西瓦说，不行，你必须得帮她，她可怜。
So he gave him a watermelon.
所以他就给了他一只西瓜。
But it was full of jewels inside.
但是在这个西瓜里面呢，有好多好多的珠宝。
And he was thinking, what do I need a watermelon? I need money.
后来他又在想，我为什么就是得到这个东西这个人，他就说我为什么需要一个西瓜呢？我是需要钱。
So he sold the watermelon, and cheap.
所以呢，他就特别便宜的把这个有珠宝的这个西瓜就给卖了。
But then the guy who bought it found all the jewels.
但是买到这只西瓜的人呢，就发现了里面的这些珠宝。
So Shiva said, "Just see, you couldn't help him."
然后西瓜就对 Parvati 说，你看，根本就不能帮他。
So it's like we try to help everybody, but not everybody will take Krishna consciousness.
那么就好像是我们努力要帮助所有的人，但是并不是所有的人他做好了要接受 Krishna 知觉以及阅读佛家梵歌的准备。
Because we keep offering and somebody will get the benefit.
但是呢，我们如果是不断的给的话呢，那总会有人会受益的。
Okay. Next paragraph.
好，我们现在看下一个。
One should not try to understand Krishna as a human being.As stated previously, only a foolish person thinks of him as a human being. This is again expressed here in a different way. A man who is not foolish, who is intelligent enough to understand the constitutional position of the Godhead, is always free from sinful reactions.
一个人不应该将 Krishna 作为凡人来理解，如前所述，只有蠢人才能够有这样的观点。这是又一次以另一种方式表达了同样的意思。一个不愚蠢的人，一个有足够智慧了解神手的原本地位的人，永远都会免除所有的恶报。
So that Krishna says, Abhijananti ma mudha. The fools, they joke about him coming as a human. That can't be the thing.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在里面就说呢，就只有那些蠢人，他才会取笑这个 Krishna， 他只不过是一个凡人，他不可能是神。
Well, it's not really Krishna that he's talking about. It's some unknown, unknowable thing far beyond Krishna, some sort of mystery spirit.
那他们其实并没有讨论的是 Krishna， 而是讨论的好像是处在一个很高的一个层面的一种灵性的灵性的状态。
But it's Krishna, he's the supreme person. He's the origin of all these other things.
但其实是 Krishna， Krishna 他是所有的一切事物的源头。
So Krishna says also.Many times, I'm not manifesting when the fools can't see me.
那么 Krishna 呢？他也说了很多次，就是我不会在蠢人面前去显现我自己，这些蠢人他是看不到我的。
Right, Naham Prakasha Sarvasha Lokamam. I'm not manifest to everyone. The fools cannot see
me. 我并不是向所有的人都展示我自己，蠢人是没有办法见到我的。
Okay, next paragraph. If Krishna is known as the son of Devaki, how can he be unborn? That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam when he appeared before Devaki and Vasudeva. He was not born as an ordinary child. He appeared in his original form, and then he transformed into an ordinary child.
如果 Krishna 是 Devaki 的儿子，那他怎么会是飞升的呢？这在圣典薄伽瓦坛也有所解释。当他现身于Devaki 和 Vasudeva 面前时，不像是普通的孩子那样降生，他是以他的原初的形象现身，然后再变成普通的孩子的。
So we know he appeared as a forearm form, fully dressed and armored.
Yeah, 因为我们知道他是。Sorry, Marge, what did you say?
He didn't come as a baby, he just appeared.
所以呢这个主呢他实是以这个四臂的这个形象展现的，他并没有是一个孩童的形象显现的。
Then Devaki asked him to become a baby.
但是后来呢 Devaki 呢请求他变成一位婴儿。
So that's mysterious. Kunti says in her prayers, so many things about Krishna that's mysterious. One is that he's although he's unborn, he takes birth.
So Kunti, Kunti 皇后在她的祈祷里面就讲到了，就是由于 Krishna 他具有所有的这些玄秘的特征，那么虽然说呢。他是无声的，但是呢，他却显现为好像是出生的状态。
That's confusing for people.
所以呢，这个对人们来说呢是很困惑的。
Okay, one more paragraph, right? And it's a long one. Anything done under the direction of Krishna is transcendental. It cannot be contaminated by material reactions. That which is auspicious or inauspicious.The conception that there are things auspicious and inauspicious in the material world is more or less a mental concoction because there's nothing auspicious in the material world. Everything is inauspicious because there are material nature is inauspicious. We simply imagine it to be auspicious. Real auspiciousness depends on activities in Krishna consciousness and full devotion to the Supreme. Therefore, if we at all want our activities to be auspicious, we should work under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Such directions are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are from a bona fide spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is a representative of the Supreme Lord, his direction is directly the direction of the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master. Saintly persons and scriptures direct in the same way. There's no contradiction in these sources. All actions done under these directions are free from the reactions of pious or impious activities in this world. The transcendental attitude of the devotee in the performance of activities is actually that of renunciation and has to be cut. As stated in the first verse of the sixth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, one who acts as a matter of duty because he has been ordered to do so by the Supreme Lord and who does not seek shelter in the fruits of his activities, anashrita karma phalam, is a true renouncer. Anyone acting under the direction of the Supreme Lord is actually a sannyasi and a yogi, and not the man who has simply taken the dress of the sannyasi or a pseudo yogi.
任何在Krishna的指示下所做的事情都是超然的。 绝不会被物质业报吉祥的或不吉祥的所污染。那种认为在物质世界里有凶有吉的概念，其实是一种心智虚构。因为在物质世界根本就没有吉祥的事物，一切都是不吉祥的。因为在物质自然本身就是不吉祥的，只有我们将它想象为吉祥而已，只是我们把它想象为吉祥而已。真正的活动依靠以情缘的奉爱 和服务在Krishna之觉中活动。如果我们真的想使我们的活动吉祥，那就应该在至尊主的指示下活动。这些指示在权威经典圣典《博迦瓦坛》和《博迦梵歌》中有说明，也可来自一位真正的灵性导师，因为灵性导师是至尊主直接的代表，所以他的指示直接就是至尊主的指示。 灵性导师、圣人和经典所指导的方向是一致的，三者之间并无矛盾。在这样的指示下进行的一切活动，都脱离了这物质世界里的虔诚活动或不虔诚活动所带来的报应。奉献者在从事活动时的超然态度，实际上是气绝的态度，可称为 sannyasi。 如第六章第一师节所说，把事情当作责任去完成。 因为至尊主命令他这样做，而且不寻求脱避于自己活动的成果，这样的人才是真正的气绝者。任何按照至尊主的指示去行事的人，是真正的散压系和瑜伽师，而不是只穿上了散压系的外衣或者冒牌的瑜伽师。Okay.
We have any questions or comments or realizations?
Yes, I see questions.
马尔现在要给大家解答。对，上周还有两个问题，你那能看到吗？我知道。好的，我看不到，你可以发给我。好的，我转过来。你发给我。Marge,
there are also a couple of questions from previous week. Basati Maji will give them to me, but before that, let's answer the question from this week.
Okay.
The first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj.
The question is, yeah.
了解 Krishna 的地位就能够解脱。 我们目前至少在理论上了解了 Krishna 的地位。 接受 Krishna 的地位怎么还没有解脱呢？还深受物质骚扰和打搅呢？什么原因？是假解脱吗？谢谢。 Thank you, Maharaj. It seems that if we understand the position of the Lord, then we can get the liberation. But right now, theoretically, we do understand the position of the Lord. We also can accept the supreme position of the Lord. But how come we're still not in the liberation situation, we are still being deeply bothered by the material miseries. What is the reason for that? Is that we just have a kind of false liberation? Thank you.
Okay, that's a good question.
好问题。
Well, we're liberated, but we're not, we don't really know it yet. We don't have full realization.
Sorry, Maharaj, you mean that we're liberated, but we don't know that we're liberated?
Yeah.
Because we don't have that.
Yeah. If we're really following the process, then we're liberated. That means at the time of death, we're not getting any more sinful reactions. And at the time of death, Krishna will come.
那就是说其实我们是解脱了，但只不过呢，我们现在没有这个知识去知道我们是解脱了。就是 Krishna呢，他给我们指明了这个道路。如果我们要是真的按照Krishna给我们指明的这个道路和程序去做的话呢，那我们也就不会再有任何的业报了。那当我们在这个离开这个躯体的时候呢，我们也就不会再投生了。
So, you know, we don't know exactly what liberation is.
那实际上我们自己。
It's like, I don't know how to give an example, but we're still so habituated to concerns about the material world and all the body and everything. But actually, we're liberated because we're serving Krishna.
因为呢，我们其实并不知道这个解脱到底是什么，因为我们依然还是就是被这个物质世界啊，然后被这个物质愿望啊，就被这样的事情所困。但事实上呢，我们其实已经处在了解脱的状态的原因，是因为我们一直在服务 Krishna。 Maharaj, are you there?
Maharaj, 在，但我怎么听不见他？对，好像没说话。Maharaj,
Haribo, Maharaj, are you there?
听不到歌声。对。
他那边，而且他那边突然就静音了，好像就没有任何的声音了。Maharaj, Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，我们在等着 Maharaj 的那边的那个声音的显现，但是他现在是显示的是在线的状态，是连线的状态。让我们重新呼一下吧。好吧。
My mobile Wi-Fi is good.
Mine is also good.
Maharaj, now we can hear your transcendental voice.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay.
That was the longest that the Wi-Fi has been working really good.
But now it's okay. Now once Prabhu's phone is good.
Okay. Mine was okay when I put the okay, so what's next?
Okay. So the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. Krishna 赐予了 Arjuna 一双能够看得见自己宇宙身体的眼睛。 请问这双眼睛是灵性之眼吗？书里只是说神圣的眼睛 ，divine eyes。所有看见 Krishna 宇宙形体的半神的眼睛是什么样的眼睛呢？是神性的还是灵性的？The Lord Krishna gave a pair of eyes to Arjuna to see his universal form. However, This pair of eyes are considered as the spiritual eyes, because in the book it is said that that is a pair of divine eyes. But all of the demigods, they also have the eyes to see the universal form of the Lord. So what kind of eyes of those? Are they the divine eyes or spiritual eyes?
I don't know that all the demigods can see that. That universal form. Krishna says no one ever saw it before.
首先呢，我并不知道其他的半身人也能够看到 Krishna 的宇宙形象，因为 Krishna 他说不曾有任何人看见过我这个形象。
Demigods may see some part of it, but not all of it.
所以呢，半身人呢，也许可能只看到过这个宇宙形象的一部分，但是并不是看到它全部。
Finally, we couldn't see that form, but Krishna revealed it to Arjuna.
事实上呢，我们是没有办法见到 Krishna 向 Arjuna 所展现的这个形象的。
Meaning that he could understand them. If he was just thinking Krishna is my friend, but then he understood that Krishna is the supreme.
因为呢，也就意味着是尔朱呢，他是能够明白，就是他是能够理解的。因为这个Krishna， 开始呢，尔朱呢说呢，这个他只是 Krishna 的朋友，但是后来呢，他又理解了他是至尊人格守神，所以呢，他就能够看到。So Marge, so that is divine eyes or the spiritual eyes, or there is no differences, because Prabhu is trying to find out the differences between these two words.
I don't know that there's so much difference. Of course, let me look at the transcript.
Sorry, Marge, I didn't hear.
I have to look at the Sanskrit, but I just
turned
off the
phone. Okay. Mar 说呢，他得看一下这个原文的梵文是什么词，然后呢再看到底是神性的还是灵性的。
So in the highest sense, suppose divine is spiritual.
那当然从最高的理解呢，它是神性的，并且是灵性的。
Divine means it's spiritual.
因为这个神性它本来就意味着是灵性的。
I don't know what the words are in Chinese.
但是他并不知道就是这个那个词到底是哪个词，用的是哪个词。So the next question.
My dear, greatest, I see you before me in your active position. I wish to see how you have entered this material universe. If you think I'm able to behold your cosmic form, show me that unlimited universal self.
他说呢，你觉得我能够看到您的宇宙的这个形象，请你把这个宇宙形象展示给我看。Divyam. Sanyamaji said that in the Sanskrit word, the word is divyam.
Yeah, divyam means transcendental.
Divyam 的意思是超然的意思。
Janma karma chame divyam. One understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activity. Spiritual. Everything is spiritual.
那么所以呢，这个是灵性的意思，就一切都是灵性的。
You can see this. Normally you couldn't see it.
就是你可以看到通常看不到的东西。
And then after I even saw it, I didn't want to see it anymore.
但是呢，当他真正的看到了以后呢，他可不想再看见了。
Mr. Power, too much. You're seeing the material power of Krishna. Arjuna really wanted to pursue Krishna.
那因为在这个里面呢，他就展现了这个非常强大的这种力量。但是 Krishna 他这个 Arjuna 他只是想看到的是 Krishna 原本的形象。
Okay.
So the next question is from Free and Easy.那尔朱呢看到的主的两臂形体的这双眼睛是什么眼睛啊不对 sorry, 感恩老师为啥 Krishna 的两臂形体比宇宙形体还要高呀宇宙形体那么厉害怎么不是最高的 Krishna 的两臂形体高于宇宙形体为什么宇宙形体需要赐予慧眼尔朱呢看到的主的两臂形体又是什么眼睛呢thank you very much.So my question is that why the two arm form of Lord Krishna is more elevated than the universal form of the Lord? Because the universal form of the Lord is already so cool. How come that is not the most highest form? And also because Lord Krishna needs to give a pair of special eyes to Arjuna to see the universal form. Then what kind of eyes Arjuna have to see the two-arm form of the Lord?
When Krishna was present, everyone could see him.
当 Krishna 在世的时候呢，所有人都能见到他。
Depending on their mentality, they saw it differently.
但是呢
Not everybody saw the Supreme Lord. Yeah.
就是通过每个人所具备的不同的心态，他们所看见的 Krishna 也是不一样的，并不是每一个人都能够看到 Krishna 的至尊性。
So then after, like Arjuna said, after he sees the universal, I didn't know. So Krishna was showing him all his power, and the universal form is just material. It's the universe and all the things that are going on. It has nothing to do with the real Krishna, the loving, the loving Krishna that you can have a relationship with.Can have a relationship with the universal form.
但是呢，就是这个 Krishna 他的这个宇宙形象，只不过呢是对这个物质世界创造里面的各种各样的展示。那么他呢是不能够跟他有任何的关系的。就是，但是主 Krishna 他这个人性的这个形象呢，是可以跟他有，就是可以产生关系的。
Okay.
So Maharaj's question is that Arjuna's eyes to see the two-arm Krishna, then what kind of eyes of that?
That? I just said, I said when Krishna was present, everybody saw, but foolish people thought he's just ordinary human being.
Okay.
The divine eye means you can understand, not that you have a different glasses
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
It means it's
yeah.
You know, the eye takes in light, right? You can look at the chart, and then, but the human consciousness processes what you're seeing. So different people will see different things according to their consciousness.
Yeah.就是关于这个眼睛，关于眼睛的这个问题。
Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, not just ordinary person.
那么关于这双眼睛的这个问题呢，它其实并不是说是 就是从物质上的一个不同形象形式的眼睛戴一副眼镜什么的，并不是这个。这眼睛的意思呢，就是说它实际上是具有神性的这个知觉，也就是像刚才马尔所讲的，就是当人处在不同的意识状态下的时候，他所看到的主也是一样的。那么当 Krishna 在世的时候呢，所有人都能看见 Krishna 的这个样子，但是呢他们对 Krishna 的理解是不一样的。So the next question?
Yeah.
The next question is from Olivia Mataji. Dingbai Maharaj, 请问根据您刚刚所讲的逍遥时光，当我们在传教接触新人时没办法准确的判断他们是否有兴趣的时候，我们只要继续去做就好了，对吗？请问做到什么样的程度是恰当的呢？感恩您的仁慈。Because just now in your class you mentioned that when we preach to people, not everyone ready to accept Krishna consciousness or be ready to read the book. So in this situation, but we are just still go ahead to preach. Is that right? And also when we are not able to exactly to judge who is ready, who is interested in this, then we just go ahead and still continue to preach to whoever, right? But one will be the proper degree to preach to that person. Thank you.
Well, Jerry, you know, that's like we approach everybody and then we have to see, you know, where they're at, what can be done.
Marsh, I didn't hear you very
clearly. We approach people. Some people just say, get out of here. I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. We have to then decide, you know, what they can say.
Okay, 就是因为有的时候，因为今天实在抱歉啊，因为马尔这边的声音很小，我听不特别清楚。那么就是这个因为我们在去传教的时候，因为有的时候呢人们就会对我们非常的粗鲁，然后就会说别在这儿这个打扰我，我对这个东西不感兴趣。所以有的时候呢我们自己是需要去做出一个决定，然后看这个人到底他有没有兴趣的。
Okay, so that's just another, you know, like anybody, a doctor or anybody, they have to analyze the person to see where they're at and then prescribe the medicine accordingly.
那就比如说像大夫啊，他给病人看病也是一样的，他先要给这个病人诊断，诊断完了以后呢，才能按照这个病人的这个情况去给他开处方。
Like I was at one doctor one time, I think I was just preaching to him, and he had some patients. And the patient wasn't very sick.
那有一次呢，我去看大夫，这个大夫呢，当时还有一些其他的病人，那个病人呢，他不是病得很厉害。
So, but he told him, you have to have an injection, and you have to come back in 3 days for another injection. If you don't come, you're going to die. And I asked him afterward, I said, why? It's just an ordinary thing. Usually you just give some pills.
然后后来呢，但是这个大夫就对这个病人说呢，说你啊，这病很严重，你呢得打针，然后3天以后呢还得打针，否则的话呢你就活不了了。那等这个病人走了以后，我就问这个大夫，我说你为什么跟他这么说呢？他其实只不过是一个小病而已，吃点药就行了。
He said, well, this person, if I just give them the pills, they won't take it. You have to scare them, and you have to have injection, and you have to come back, or you're going to die.
然后这个，然后大夫就说呢，说这个人呢，如果你只是跟他说是一小病，吃点药就好了，那这人他肯定不会遵医嘱，不会吃药的。我就得吓唬他，我就得跟他说，你就快死了，你得打针，然后这样他才能够对这事儿引起重视。 所以呢，要对不同的人呢，要有不同的判对待。
Okay.
So March there a
we have to the preaching like any kind of teaching. We have to. Some people can learn very quickly. You can give them much more lessons at the same time. Some people are very slow. So that's where preaching is not the right word. It should be teaching.
所以说呢，就是当我们所谓这个传教，其实并不是传教，就是这个我们在教学，在教导别人的时候，我们要根据这个人的具体的这个情况来做。那么有的人呢，他可能他的这个进程就很快，那所以呢，你就把更多的知识、更多的东西给他。但有的人呢，可能他的这个学习的这个速度就比较慢，所以呢，就要一点点的给他。So the next question.
Yeah.
The next question is from previous week, from Rajendra Prabhu. Ishvaram Sham Iram Sarvam.一切都归于 Krishna 所有和控制，都由 Krishna 配额给我们。问题是 Krishna 没有告诉我这一生我有多少配额，因此努力多了霸占了别人的配额，努力少了没有得到属于我自己的配额，亏了。如何知道 Krishna 给自己的配额，以减少自己的不必要的努力而浪费人生的光阴呢？谢谢。Basically, his question is that Krishna is the controller of everything and he gave us the quota to get. But the question is that I don't know exactly what is my quota arranged by the Lord for my life. So if I endeavor too much, probably I will occupy the other's quota. But if I didn't endeavor much, I didn't get the quota which originally belongs to myself. So,How can I know what is a quota for myself arranged by the Lord? If I really know about that, then I don't need to make the unnecessary endeavors to the material things and to waste my life. Thank you.
You don't have to analyze so much. Just make the endeavor for spiritual advancement.
这本书你不需要对这件事进行太多的分析，只是让自己在灵性的进步上去努力就好了。
We have to work, but we get what we get. But if we're always like most people are in anxiety because they want more and more things, they're not satisfied with what they're getting.
那么我们呢，必须要为了维持我们的这个生活呢，要去工作。但是呢，我们就不需要像其他的人那样，就一直不断的，想要获得更多的东西而在努力，而在这样的状态下呢，他始终是处在一种非常焦虑的状态。
I don't know how far to go in that, but that's the idea. We get, you know, we're working, we get a certain rewards from our work.
那也就是说呢，我们其实就是。如果是工作的话呢，我们就会从我们就会得到我们应该得到的那一份，就是我们的工作会给我们，我就是给我们的付出得到这个回馈。
So we shouldn't be thinking that I want more, I need more, I need a bigger list. Most people are. Then they're all.
所以呢。所以说呢，我们就不应该像一般的人那样来想着我得再工作的更多，然后呢，我要这个赚更多的钱。Marsh, you are really too far away from the phone. I cannot hear you.
I'm sorry. I confused it. Too many things going on around here, so I turned away from the phone. I'm not
okay,
far away. Turned my head.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.So the next question?
Yeah.
The next question is from 幸运星。至尊绝对真理从三个方面认识，超凡凡超灵薄伽梵这方面，那么 Vigraha 的形象都不同吗？ So there were three aspects to understand the absolute truth, which is Brahman, Super Soul, and Bhagavan. But for the Vigraha of the three aspects, are they same or different?
Vigraha?
Yeah.
There's no form of the Brahman.
这个梵它是没有形象的。
Paramatma, is generally the form of Vishnu. For Krishna Bhakta, it's Krishna.
那么这个超灵通常来说呢是 Vishnu 的四谛形象。那么这个 Krishna 的这个奉献者 Krishna 的 Bhakta 他所看到就是 是 Krishna 的形象。
You know, Krishna has many different forms and it depends on what people are meditating.
那么 Krishna 呢他有各种各样的形象那全都取决于冥想他的人在冥想他的哪个形象。So the next question?
Yeah.
The next question, we're back to today's question again. It's from Rajendra Prabhu. 如果是灵性的 Sanjaya 也能够看到少数人也能够看到 Krishna 也向 Duryodhan 展示了部分宇宙形体 Duryodhan 也能够看到那么 Duryodhan 的眼睛是什么眼睛看到的呢普通的眼睛吗 So if he's still asking the question of the divine and the spiritual, those words, he said that if that is spiritual,then Sanjaya also can see it. And some few people also can see that. Krishna also revealed his part universal form to Duryodhan. And so Duryodhan also can see that. But if that is the case, what eyes of the Duryodhan has? Is that the pair of normal eyes?
Is that the same question again?
Yeah. He's still asking the question. He still wants to know, the eyes.
It's not the physical eye. It's what the consciousness does with what the eye perceives.
这个眼睛并不是就是我们这个物质的眼睛，而是这个就是他这个眼睛其实是他的意识的这个眼睛，他所具备什么样的意识，他所看到的这个景象是不一样的。
But when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was going blind, Bhakti Vinod was offering him to send him to the doctor or something. He said, I don't need these eyes to see Krishna.
就是当 Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj 他的眼就是患了眼病的时候 Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur 就带他去看大夫那然后呢 Babaji Maharaj 就说呢我不需要用我这一双物质的眼睛去看 Krishna
so, there's a saintly famous Christian saint Saint Francis he said the same thing he said he was going blind because he cried all the time he was praying and crying all the time
那么这个在
The doctor said you have to stop crying so much.
在基督就是这个基督徒圣基督徒圣人圣弗朗西斯他有同样的这个问题就是他一直都在祈祷他一直在哭泣所以呢他把眼睛就给哭坏了然后当时呢大夫就说你必须要停止哭了你不能再哭了。
Because you're going blind, he said, I don't need the eyes to see God.
然后大夫说，如果你再哭的，就是把眼睛给哭瞎了。然后呢，圣弗朗西斯就说呢，我不需要这个眼睛，我不需要这双眼睛去看神。
Some people may have physically perfect eyes, but they can't see Krishna. They see the Bhagavad Gita, they just think it's an ordinary book. People have ears that they hear the holy name, but they just think it's some noise. Other people understand what it is because it's consciousness.
所以说呢，
giving Arjuna the ability to see.
嗯，那么其实呢，Krishna 他给 Arjuna 的是给他能够去看到的这个能力。那么有些人呢，可能他的这个眼睛视力是非常好的。但是他是没有办法用他这双视力非常好的物质的眼睛去看到 Krishna 的。但还有的人呢，他也用他的耳朵听到了圣名的唱诵，但他觉得这个圣名唱诵呢，只不过就是一些噪音。The next one from Harivansa Prabhu. 昨天是中国的中元节，让我想起了祖先宗师。为什么祖先能够重新拥有新的躯体，为什么还要去崇拜和祭祀他们？还想问一下，灵魂离开躯体和进入另一个躯体又需要多长时间？ Well, yesterday was the ancestor day, so make me to think about the issue of worshipping the ancestors. Why? Because all of the ancestors, they have already obtained a new body.They already have their next incarnation. So why we still need to worship doing the sacrifices for them? The other question I want to ask is that it will take how long for the soul to go to the next body?
We don't have to do worship the ancestors.
首先呢，我们不需要去崇拜祖先。
In the Vedic culture, you worship Krishna on behalf of the ancestors that helped them.
那么在韦达文献里面呢，是崇拜这个 Krishna， 那么就崇拜了这个祖先了，因为这个祖先呢，他也帮助了他们。
You don't worship the ancestors.
所以说呢，不要去崇拜祖先。
Like Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya, worship Vishnu to benefit your father, your grandfather.
那比如说像主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他去了这个 Gaya， 那他去这 Gaya 这个地方呢，他是崇拜主 Vishnu。那么他崇拜主 Vishnu 之后呢，就对他的祖先。是有益的，就这个益处呢，就被他的这个父亲、曾祖父、祖父就接收到了。所以这样的崇拜呢是。
A devotee who's practicing worshiping Krishna, he doesn't have to do anything else for the sake of the ancestors. They're automatically better.
那作为 Krishna 的奉献者呢，他就不需要在他不需要除了这个崇拜 Krishna 之外，他不需要再去做额外的事情，因为所有的这些祖先他们也都得到了我们在这个服务 Krishna 的时候的这个益处。Yeah, so he's asking, it will take how long for the soul to move to the next body?
Very quick.
很快，很快，灵魂就会进入到下面一个躯体。
Very quickly.
很快。
But for the soul, if he goes to hell, it seems like forever. It doesn't seem quick.
但是呢，那如果这个灵魂要是去了地狱
，By our time calculation, very quick.
如果要是这个灵魂要是去了地狱的话呢，他的感觉是永不脱生的那种感觉，是很长的时间，但其实是很快的。
All right.
Yeah, the last one, free and easy, Mataji asked, 老师，为什么宇宙形象跟 Krishna 没有关系的？那不是 Krishna 的展示吗？顶拜您。Why the, universal form has nothing to do with Krishna because that is also the manifestation of the Lord, right?
Nothing has nothing to do with Krishna. It's his external energy.
因为这个宇宙形象是 Krishna 的外在的能量。
The universe form is actually you can read about it in the second canto.
那么关于Krishna 的宇宙形象的这个信息呢，可以在圣典博加瓦坛的第二篇里面去阅读。
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Imaginary. Just to help us understand that Krishna is a person.
Okay. 那么就这个 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象呢，它是一个想象出来的形象，它只是来帮助我们去理解 Krishna 他是一个人。
All right.
Marge, so this is all of the questions.
Okay. Good. Okay. Getting a little too much.All right.
Yeah. Okay.
谢谢。
谢谢。
You going?
Yeah. So we finished the class?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to say that over to the Asan?
So, you, 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 you,
Okay, Maharaj, sorry. Harivansa Prabhu, asking again. He asked that he knows, it's very fast for a soul to go to the next body, but he wants to know the exactly time for how long.
There's no exact time.
没有具体多久。
Time is relative.
因为这时间它本来就是相对的。
If you're doing something you really like, time goes very fast.
如果你要是
like,
因为如果你要是做一个你特别喜欢做的事儿的时候呢，这个时间就过得很快。如果要是你做一件你不喜欢干的事儿的时候呢，这个时间就过得很慢。
And if you're going to the spiritual world, it's instant.
那如果你要是去到灵性世界的话呢，这时间就是转瞬。
All right, so shoot for that. Don't worry about getting another material body.
所以说呢，我们一定要确保让自己去到灵性世界，然后不要再担心关于要再得到下面一个物质躯体的这件事情。
But if you get another material body, it might be a long time before you get a chance again for spiritual life.
因为呢，就是当我们得到了这个灵性，就是等我们如果是再得到一个物质躯体的话，那可能那就要花很长很长的时间才能够使我们再一次的得到这个灵性的生活了。
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Same
okay.
The virtue.
Yeah.
Okay.
对不起。
You want to know about the universal form? Read the chapter again, but also there's a chapter in the second canto about the universal form. It's a little different, but it's explaining what it really is.
OK, 那就关于这个宇宙形象的这个信息呢，我们应该再一次阅读《博迦梵歌》里面的这个关于宇宙形象的这个章节，然后呢，在圣典博迦瓦坛的第二篇里面有一章呢，也是对这个宇宙形象有很好的描述，但是它是从不太一样的这个角度来进行描述的。
It's for neophytes to gradually understand the power of God and the sufficient person.
因为呢，就是因为对于 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象的这个理解呢
seeing everything. So when Arjuna saw it, he saw everything all at once, creation, destruction, all the demigods, everything all at the same time.
就是Arjuna 他所看到的就是宇宙形象啊，还有就是半神人呐、啊，就所有的这些展示，他是在一次就所有看到这一切。那么作为这个初学的这个奉献者呢，我们之所以要去理解 Krishna 的宇宙形象的原因呢，是因为要让我们逐步的一点点的理解 Krishna 他的伟大之处，以及 Krishna 他是人的。
And it's all being done by Krishna.
而且呢，要让我们理解所有的这一切都是由 Krishna 所为。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Marsh. Thank you very much.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah. 为昆达之音服务原因聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的这个早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们今天早课的精彩讲述，还有对所有的问题的耐心的解答。祝大家，谢谢萨提玛姐安排的这个平台。非常抱歉，我们今天的这个连线还有 WiFi 可能还是有点问题，祈祷着能够慢慢的能够改进的更加平顺一些。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之间之中度过一个非常美妙非常美妙的周五。 Hare Krishna。